Hi, welcome to the third session in the series called Game Services Now. I'm still Olivia, with me is Christopher, the gaming guy in our team.
Hi.
And now we are going to talk about saved games.
Yeah.
What do you actually mean by, what exactly do you mean by saved games?
So, a quite common scenario is that you want to save your game state, you want to save it down to something, and then resume the game later on. It could be the fact that you don't have more time to play right now, so you just want to save it, almost like you save a Word document or whatever, and you want to continue later. But it could also be the fact that you want to save your game because you want to continue later on the bus or something
on
like
another
that.
On another device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that that's what we're talking about here.
Okay. So now the question is literally just how do we save stuff from the game?
Exactly. How do we save stuff from the game and what kind of scenarios would it be? So we already mentioned a few of them, like saving the game manually. I want to save state here, or automatically in the background, or perhaps just because I want to transfer from one platform to another. So there's a bunch of services in Azure that are good for saving data. And one of them would be Azure Storage. And Azure Storage is a collection of sub-services, and you have blob storages, you have table storage, you also have queues and files in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones I normally think about when I consider saving game state would be blob storage and table storage.
Okay.
If you have a preference, or if the scenario you're trying to solve works well with a relational database, works well with relational data, then SQL database would be a good option. If you have a more of a JSON kind of state that you want to save, then DocumentDB would be another good service.
So JSON would be more applicable if you have many more information that you want to save. And where it wouldn't actually make any sense to store it in a table-like structure.
Could be, but SQL is awesome for saving a lot of data as well. It's been there for a long time, so if you have, it's not obvious that one or the other one is the better, but if you think about your state as JSON and you want to just push that JSON content to a server, but you want to have it queryable in some way, then DocumentDB could be a good option. You can also go with MongoDB and other solutions.
So essentially, the choice is yours as a game developer, depending on what you like the best.
Yeah. So let's go through a few scenarios. Like, well, what if we have this scenario? So how would we think? So this scenario says that you as a player should be able to pick up your saved game from any device, no matter what platform it uses. Meaning we need to make it somewhat open, so we should be able to connect to it from any kind of device. The state that we want to save is in some kind of format. Could be a binary format, could be like bytes, but it could also be a format that's not JSON, but we still want to store it as a blob, as one thing.
As one entity, okay.
Yeah. And there's going to be one state per user, so you can only save or not have save game at all. You're not going to have the ability to have more than one save game or checkpoints.
Yeah, okay.
You should be only able to access whatever you have saved, so no one else's state should be available to you, and it should be able to handle a lot of concurrent users.
So okay, CC that's concurrent. What you mean. Okay.
So some kind of consideration to think about is, since we're using a custom format for our game state, so it's not going to be JSON per se, it could be binary format like bytes, then blob storage in Azure tend to be the one that we think about. There's also the possibilities to save blobs in SQL and other things, but we're going to use blob storage in this solution. The second bullet point here says that you shouldn't really use only blob storage. You should use blob storage together with something else in this scenario, and the reason is that we don't want to have the private key. We don't want to have the secret on the client side. We want to make sure that we possess the key.
And by we, you mean the server?
We are. Sorry, I think as if I'm a machine nowadays. But yes, we want the server
side. It's not that far yet.
No, it's not that far. So we want the server side to keep the secret part of this solution. So we only give out temporary access to our blobs.
And with temporary access, this usually means the SAS token.
That's going to be a SAS token.
It's sort of like a time bomb, as in... only would expire at some point.
Yeah, okay. Signed access signature token. That would be. So we don't want to save the private thing, the private key on the client side there. And yeah, you could hide blob storage behind an API, but you don't need to, mm-hmm. because it's designed to be used in this way. So it's designed to be utilized by hundreds and thousands of people at the same time. As long as you have a good partition key, as long as you have a good naming convention for your blobs, basically.
Okay.
So we are considering blob storage here and perhaps app services as part of this one. So app services is going to be the part that hosts our API, and blob storage is going to store our state.
Okay, and hosting the API, meaning the one that would give the information of the SAS token or the key.
True. So the API would be the owner of the secret key. So very simple architecture here. So G stands for the game. So the game could then call into the API that would be hosted on a web app, or could be an Azure function in this case if we wanted to.
Yeah.
And the API would return a URL, a URI, to the blob where I should write my state to, where I as a game should write my game state to. And then I would connect directly to the blob storage service and write my state. So let's have a look how this one looks in reality.
Time for a demo.
Demo time. So what I have here is an ASP.NET web API where I have a save game controller that has get blob URL. It's a part of this API that I can reach by doing a get against the save games / blob URI. It will return, the idea is that that one will return the URI that I will then use to write directly to blob storage.
I see, without the key.
Without the secret key. So the secret key is up here, and by the time this video is launched on the internet, I will have changed these keys. So these keys will not work. So I will ask the API for a reference to the blob that I want to write to. So I do that by asking for a reference to the container. So a container is like a folder almost inside blob storage. Mm-hmm. I create that container if it doesn't exist. And then I ask for, then I make sure that me as an authenticated user, give me back a name for my blob where I want to save my state. And then I ask for a reference to that blob. That blob probably won't exist the first time, because you don't have any saved state at the time, but it's okay. Then I say create a shared access blob policy that would give me read, write, and create ability.
Okay.
So I can use
in
this
case
one.
Something hasn't been written yet, then you can
I can create it. I can update my saved state and I can read my saved state. And I said here that it should be available for 24 hours. You can minimize this and you can make your solution more secure by keeping this time shorter.
Yeah.
But the downside is that your client would have to ask for a new SAS
token every time. Going to be updated. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this one would be able to, your client could cache that token for 24 hours. And once I got it, I just say here, so return that one as a string, just concatenate the URI and the shared access signature. So let's call this one from a client. And from the client side, I'm going to use just a C# client. This could have been from within Unity.
Okay.
And the code would have been similar, not exactly the same, because Unity is using Mono instead of .NET, but it's still C#, so it looks very similar. So we would create a HTTP client. We would reach out to the API and ask for the URL to write to. If everything goes well, we will get back a signed URL. We can then going to use that one
to write
directly to, and we will write the game state that's written there. So score 42 and inventory should include a magic sword and some iron ingot, 12 of them.
Okay, so let me just recap the whole process again. So we have a game client calling the web API, asking, okay, where should I write the new new game state?
Yes.
The API is returning the URL plus the SAS token.
Yes.
And also in the URL itself, it also specifies where exactly it's in which sort of folder structure it's going to write. And then it, and then you, as a game client, would write directly into the blob storage.
Exactly. So if we first go into Azure Portal and have a look at my storage account that I've previously created, we can see that I have blobs as part of this storage account. And I have a container already called Save Games. And if I go in there, there should be no blobs. So there's no blobs found. So let's go back to our application and start it.
And then after you run it, there should be then another blob.
Yes.
Which says 42 and the magic spot.
Yeah, so right now I'm not running the API in Azure. I'm actually running it on my machine. But it shows anyway that I'm reaching out to an API and I will then write to blob storage. So if I hit enter and everything works, so it's now retrieving the blob URI. If it works, it will get back the URI. So you can see here, the highlighted part there, tells me that that's where I'm supposed to write. So if anyone out there see this one right now, if you could see it right now, you could actually use that one to write to that blob. So you shouldn't post these kind of blobs, these kind of URIs on Facebook, because someone else could use it for a while. So it wrote, it already written the state to the blob. So let's go back to the portal and see if
and
we
confirm it,
refresh.
Yeah.
So there's a demo user saved game bin. If I were to download that one and open it, you can see it contains the what we wanted it to be. So that's one way of implementing the saved, and then you would obviously retrieve the state in the same way.
Okay, but then I'm guessing there is one downside, or are there any downsides to this sort of solution?
Yeah, so one problem here would be, what if I want to figure out, like, if I want to do stuff like, I want to figure out all the saved game states that has a score higher than 100. So I can't really do that natively from blobs.
Okay.
I can use some kind of Hadoop solution on top of my blobs to figure it out. But what if I just want to do it like quickly? I want to have the ability to do it and respond back immediately. Then a more normal database would probably be a better choice.
I see. Which is, I'm guessing, the next sample scenario that
it
we
is.
Are looking at.
So what if we change the requirements somewhat and say that the game state should be in JSON instead?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of this custom format that we decided ourselves, it should be in JSON. And we should also be able to query the data from the server side. So for example, figure out who has a game state higher than 100.
Yeah.
So let's think about what that means. So we could then say that we could use blob storage again, and then something like Hadoop or something, but it would take time to get the result back. So another storage would be better probably. DocumentDB uses JSON natively. So any kind of document you save in DocumentDB is going to be JSON, so it's very good for that. It has a SQL-like query language, so you can query on top of those documents saved in the collection you have there. There's one thing here that I wanted to mention, that quite often it's not a good thing to create an exactly replica of what we did before, having the game client connect directly to DocumentDB or to any kind of database like that, because not all of them are designed to be publicly exposed to thousands or hundreds of thousands of clients.
Okay.
So it might not be a good idea. So that's why we are considering to hiding that service behind our API. So we would have the game client call the API and let the API call into DocumentDB.
So the API is acting something like a gateway?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's going to be more of a conventional way of doing it, like a web tier that then connects to the database.
But it would be okay for the blob storage to be accessed directly.
Yeah, and sometimes some of the services that we do have in Azure are designed specifically to be exposed like that. So we have the Event Hub. It's a very good example of that. It's designed to be exposed for your IoT devices or games or whatever it is that want to send a lot of telemetry to Azure.
Okay.
Blob storage is also designed in a way that it makes it very suitable to do that. SQL Server, for example, is not really designed to do that. You could do it, but you would have to implement some kind of security features yourself. And it would be the same with the solutions like DocumentDB. You don't want to give out the connection string to the DocumentDB to your clients and keep it there forever. You want it to be only available for a short amount of time.
I see.
It could be done, but it's not always a good thing.
Okay. So I'm guessing the architecture diagram would look very similarly, only that it's behind the API now.
Yes.
The database.
So instead of having the game client G connect directly to whatever storage we use, we hide it behind the API and have the API call into the document, into the database. So let's show how that looks. Well, so if we go to Visual Studio, you can see my save game controller here has a put method here.
Yeah.
So if I call this method and say, if I call this URL, save game state, and I put in some kind of identifier of myself, and I say, save whatever I have in my body, that's going to be the game state. And I've implemented the game state as this class here. So it's a class that contains the ID, contains the score as a long, and it also contains an array of inventory items.
I see.
So that could be the items that I have.
Having how many magic swords?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I can call this one will that will then have the access to DocumentDB. So mm-hmm. the secret part of the connection string is only available on the server side. So we're not giving it away. What we're not talking about right here is that the authorization that needs to happen from the client. So in some way, you need to have authorization. So you should have like a Facebook login that you check or Xbox Live login or whatever it is you want to use. So
okay. It
shouldn't be unauthorized. It should still be some kind of authenticated request coming in here. But as part of this demo, that's not what we're demoing right here. So, but anyway, the connection string to the database is on the server side only. And we will then ask DocumentDB to do an upsert. So an mm-hmm. upsert is a combination of insert and update. So if it doesn't
nice
exist,
one.
It will create it. And otherwise, it will update.
Mm-hmm.
And return OK if everything is OK. So if I were to start this one now, and instead of using that same game client that I used before, I'm going to use Postman. So Postman is a tool to call into REST APIs, so it's easy to use. So I've prepared this one here that says call this URL. So the local host, it's running on my machine right now, and do put against this URL with Christopher as ID,
yep.
and save this information. So if I send this one,
shall we have a look at what is actually being stored
we
in
should.
The DocumentDB?
Yeah. So that should be succeeded. So we got 200 OK back. If we look in the portal here, we can look at the DocumentDB account that I set up, and we look at. Let's wait.
Still loading.
No, I picked the wrong one. Sorry, I want to pick that one. Oh, it was the right one. Sorry.
I think you did, yeah.
So I'm going into the Save Games collection. And here we can see a bunch of statistics, like how many requests do we have per minute and stuff like that to our collection.
Yeah.
But I wanted to look at the Document Explorer. And right now we should have one document
yeah.
that says Christopher. Good. And if I were to go back to Postman again and ask Postman to issue another request, another put, but this time with Olivia instead.
With a much bigger score, a higher score. So
we,
that's
we're
going
to make it bigger. So ID Olivia 4711 as score and send this one. And we got 200 OK. Back to the portal, refresh. And we would have both there.
Success.
And if I were to look at one of them, I can look and see, well, we actually saved JSON as JSON in there.
So you were saying that you could also query them in a SQL-like language.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits here, that I can use the Query Explorer. And of course, I can also automate this from any programming language, mm-hmm. but I can use this one to have a look. So I can say, select star from C, where C.score is higher than 100. And I run the query. And we will see that the result will be one document, and it's only Olivia that has a score higher than 100 right now.
Because you only had 42, I think.
Yeah, I only had 42.
Well, but 42 is a good number.
42 is good. So that shows another way of storing game state on Azure using DocumentDB, and the benefits of using DocumentDB that you can query whatever you have stored natively in JSON. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, so we've mentioned Nether beforehand, and I think with that we can wrap up the session.
Absolutely.
We were talking about safe games, so how do you want to save a game state? For various reasons, obviously you want to be able to transition between different devices, or you just want to save the game state so that you can carry on with the game much later on. And we went through two specific scenarios. One is saving your game state in Azure Blob Storage. And here we used a web app to make sure that the client doesn't actually have the private key to access the Azure Blob Storage. And then the other scenario was using a JSON format and storing it in DocumentDB, but then there the security measurements are a little different. So all the storing goes through the API itself, not directly into the DocumentDB.
And since both the web API that we could host in Azure Web Apps and DocumentDB will scale, it will still work both.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for watching.
Thank you very much.